Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tarot of Empowerment Radio, where you can obtain tools to live to your highest potential with Judith Sult, who has over 30 years as an intuitive tarot reader, teacher, and healer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to my show. This is Judith Sult, tarot reader and empowerment coach. And as many of you know, as most of you know, the name of my deck, the new deck that I'm creating with Gordon Alcourticus, is called Tarot of Empowerment. And I thought that we would spend today talking about the major arcana and the relationship that the cards have to each other. In traditional tarot, the fool goes on a journey, and he meets many of the different cards that are in the deck, all of the cards that are in the deck. And so I thought I would do a combination of things. I would go ahead and go on the fool's journey, and we'll go on the fool's journey through the deck. And then I also thought that if there are any readers out there that would like to get some their own perspective, I would heartedly welcome that. It's something for all of you to understand about tarot readers is a lot of us may use the same deck. Almost everybody knows the Waite Rider deck, and they're very, very familiar with the images. And then over the course of time, they will acquire another deck or another five decks. Every time I taught a tarot class, the students in the class, the majority of them have had multiple decks. And they like the pictures, and they like the imagery, or they like the way the book is interpreted. And all of these are really, really important things to keep in mind, that you do need to know and to understand what the imagery is and what the author had in mind when the deck was created, either through an individual or through collaboration, like Tarot of Empowerment is a collaboration between Gordana and myself. So each of the cards and each of the decks have a slightly different meaning. A tarot reader does not sit down and memorize the cards. Now, you can do that, but you're not really a tarot reader, because what the tarot reader is doing is reading the subtle energy, both of the card and of the person for whom you're reading. Now, the first thing that most people do when they're reading for tarot is they read for themselves. I mean, you know, you can't do too much damage reading to yourself. But most readers agree that reading for yourself is the most difficult person to read for. I'll tell you why. Because when you're reading for yourself, you're using both sides of your brain. You're using the intuitive right side to pull in the information and to pull in the energy. And you are using what you've memorized from the cards, and you are using what you have learned from the cards, from classes or workbooks or just looking at the cards. But it's mainly an intuitive thing. It's what comes up from the subconscious that you're reading and that you're learning about. But then, because you're reading for yourself, what's the first thing you do? You're trying to figure out how that card fits into your life. So now you're using the left side of your brain. You're using the linear side, the figure it all out outside. And so it this going back and forth makes it difficult. Now, there are a couple things that you can do for those of you that want to learn how to read and want to learn how to read for yourself. One thing, what I always recommend my students do, and they're always surprised at how well this exercise turns out, but all of my students, I have them record a reading. And it may just be a two- or three-card reading. I don't particularly like doing one-card readings most of the time. I do that when I have large functions to read for, where I've got a couple hundred people that want readings. And I'll sometimes use only a single card. But most of the time, we need more information than what we'll get out of just one card reading. You want those two cards to kind of, when you record the reading, you allow that information to come through, and you're reading only from that intuitive right side. And it is really a wonderful experience. Now, if you don't have a recording and you don't have a way to do that, then writing it down can also work, but I would suggest that you use automatic writing to just try and write that is without thinking about it, rather than using, rather than worrying about your spelling and worrying about the way that you're writing things and that kind of thing. So those are the ways that I really recommend that people read for themselves. And when you're first learning a deck, you want to get kind of familiar with cards. I call the difference between tarot reading and tarot play. When I'm reading for somebody or I'm doing a serious reading for myself, it's tarot reading. When I am playing with the cards to learn a new deck, to figure something out, to compare the high priestesses of all the decks that I have, or to look for a deeper meaning in something. Even though it's significant, I call it tarot play. Another thing for you to do when you get a new deck is to pull a card a day. And some people do this only from the major arcana. Some people do it with both the major and the minor. But if you pull a card for the day, you'll be a month or so learning the card. There are 20, 23, depending on the deck, major arcana. And you'll be pulling those cards for about a month if you just pull the major arcana. And then you can see what the relationship is to the minor arcana. If you want to learn the major arcana, I think it's easier for you to learn the minor arcana because there's a relationship. You know, even though you only have the 1 through the 10 in the, and then what is traditionally called the court card, or in my deck it's called the wisdom card. So you have 14 in each of the 4 suits of the minor arcana. They still relate to the major arcana. So, for example, the aces, 1s, are new beginnings, like the magician is a new beginning, and that's a 1. But then you also have the relationship with the Wheel of Fortune because it's a 10. And in numerology, remember, we take all the numbers combined and or the two numbers combined, and we reduce them to a single digit. So 1 and 0 is 10. It's another 1. And that wheel that turns around and makes a new beginning, because it's turning around. It's going along as the wheel turns. And then you have a 3rd 1, which is the sun. I almost forgot there for a minute. Is the sun, 19, 1 and 9. reduces, it's 10, reduces to 1. So the in our deck, it's the awakening card. And that really, in the traditional deck, that's called the judgment card. And the awakening card really embraces that new beginning, to, in my mind, more than the judgment card, because it has the same general meaning, but the emphasis is more on, oh, I'm getting rid of these old things. I've got this new paradigm. I'm unzipping the old corseted ways of thinking and being and stuck in my little rules and regulations. I'm freeing myself of them. I'm awakening to the new. And so that's what those relationships between those cards are, with the major arcana and the minor arcana. And we'll talk about that more in another show. But I wanted to give you kind of a taste of the journey of the tarot. And before I do, I have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take the caller's number, question. And then, but I'm going to do it in a way, when I do the reading, I'm going to explain to you and to the caller what the relationship is between the cards. And I'm going to use a full deck so that we can see if there are the major arcana and the minor arcana. So for this particular caller, I'm going to use both the major and the minor arcana. And Janet, I'm sorry, I've lost the name of Alfina. Is that pronounced correctly, Alfina?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, are you a reader?
No.
Are you a... Okay. So tell me what your question is.
I'm wondering if I'm making the right decision pertaining to the relationship that I'm in right now.
You want to know if you're making the right decision about staying in the relationship?
No, I'm just wondering. I've decided to take the relationship to another level, so I'm just wondering if that was the...
Is that the correct thing to do?
Yeah.
Okay. And so one of the issues that we have is how difficult yes-no questions are, because a lot of times a yes-no question, you can answer it, but then you really don't have the information. So if we ask the question, what is in my highest and best interest to do regarding taking this relationship to the next level, do you see how much more information you have?
Yeah.
Do you really see how much more information you're getting? Because you're getting
Not really,
an
no.
idea. Okay, I'm glad. Thank you, because it didn't sound like you were getting this. And if you're not getting it, so are some of the other listeners aren't getting it either. This is called the Tarot of Empowerment. When I do a reading, I am an empowerment coach. And when I give a reading, I want you to be able to make a decision based on the reading. It doesn't empower you. It doesn't lend anything to your life for the cards to come out and tell you to do a certain thing that you blindly follow. So by looking at the question instead of a yes, no, if, for example, we were to pull a card in and said, no, don't take this to the next highest level, what would you do? Would you change your mind about taking it to the next higher level?
Do what I felt in my gut.
You would do what you thought was in your good? Is that what you said?
What I feel is right.
Okay, so then you don't need to tell, right?
I just kind of want, like, validation sort of thing.
Okay, you want validation. So we're going to do it my way because I'm the reader and I get to do that and it's my radio program. It's not very nice of me to say it that way, but that's what we're going to do. So what is enoughing, and because I think it's best for you, so what is enoughing is highest and best interest regarding this relationship? What is her best course of action? And it's very interesting because I'm getting that there has been conflict in the relationship. I'm getting the Three of Wind, which is in the traditional deck, is the heart with two swords going through it. The Three of Water, which is often a community card of three people drinking from three cups. And the Two of Swords, which is about conflict. Now, the tarot tells a story, and we're talking about the relationship of the cards. And the relationship of the cards is the story that the tarot tells. And so in this story, what it's telling is there's been a betrayal in the past in this relationship, and that that there has been at some point a breakup as well. Are those two things correct?
Yeah, there has been a breakup in the past.
Okay. And then you have the Two of Wind, which is in an upright position, and it is about communication and bringing balance into the communication. So what this reading tells me is before you take it to a higher level, what the consequences, all actions have consequences. The consequences of the past breakup have not been resolved. And you need to resolve those before you take it to the next highest level. And so whether you're talking it out, and you're looking for evidence of what is being promised rather than just taking the promise at face value. Does that answer your question?
Not necessarily, because I don't really know what you're talking about as to the problem being unresolved or whatever.
Whatever caused the breakup before is still unresolved.
It was not really even a breakup at all. Circumstance that came up that kind of led to the breakup. But I'm not going to discuss that.
You don't have to discuss it. All I'm telling you is that it still isn't resolved. And so in this particular case, you're not going to get the validation you were looking for because the cards are saying don't move too quickly. It's not time to take it to the next step. So
yeah, sure.
I'm sorry that it came out like that. But
no, I mean, I've told you before, like even if you said that, like I know what I want to do within myself, and if your validation can't say yes, then that's okay. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So
yeah, and again, that's why we call it Tarot of Empowerment, because you can reject the information that you've been given, and that's fine with me. That doesn't make any difference to me and to my life. But what it's saying is in your life to pause, to have further conversation, and then to move forward. And that's an empowering suggestion to you.
We've already discussed this, so there's already been talk about it. But, yeah, okay.
Okay. So that's what the cards have to say. And I wish you luck in whatever your decision is, Alfina. And I was getting a ring there. I hope that it's gone now. Thank you very much for your call, Alfina. So So that was a perfect example of what the relationship of the cards are. We got two of one kind of card. We got the two of the threes, and then we got another card that was a two. And they tell a story, and that's what you want to do with the cards. You don't want to just look at the cards as individual stories. And again, if you're using the Tarot of Empowerment deck, or if you are reading with the intention of being empowered in your life, then you want to do the reading with the intention of what action can I take that is in my highest and best good. Not necessarily what I want to take, what action do I want to take, but what is the action that I'm going to take in my highest and best good. So I have several other callers lined up, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start the journey of the tarot. The Fool is the number zero in the cards. And the Fool is not foolish. He's not silly. He's not any of those things. The Fool is naive, trusting, and ready to go on a journey. The Fool is sometimes called a seeker because the Fool is seeking the truth for the Fool's life. And this is really important because the Fool will come down and visit or go through the journey with each and every card in the deck, each and every major arcana. And as I said in the opening, the numbers in the major arcana relate to the number in the minor arcana as well. So the first person the Fool sees on his journey is the Magician, the number one, the card with the number one in the deck. And the Magician is about being able to manifest on the earthly plane that which he desires. And he pulls down from spirit. And he comes down and he brings in that that knowledge, and the Fool uses all, I'm sorry, the Magician uses all of the elements in order to be able to create a a job. A relationship, a whatever it is, the Magician is the ultimate manifester. Okay, so the Fool learns from the Magician how to do that, and evidently, I'm looking here and I've manifested a bunch of callers today, so I'm going to use a tarot story, but with the call instead of going through the major arcana deck. So if I can have Laura, I believe Laura is next on the line, and if she can come on.
Hi, Judith.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. So tell me what you would like to know today.
Well, I would like to know if there's going to be a permanent full-time position opening up for me. I've been applying to other companies because I currently am on a contract, but it's going to be ending in December. And
okay.
I would like to get a permanent position.
Okay, so, and this is, I hope all the readers in the queue are listening right now. What I want you to be thinking of in terms of developing your question is, what action do I have to take? What do I need to do? How can I be empowered to? And so for you, Laura, what we're looking at is what do you need to draw to yourself in order to get a full-time position, okay? And what I have here is a chariot. And the chariot is the number 7 card in the deck. And the chariot is for fast, rapid changes that are coming about. So you actually are in the position. You have a lot of resumes out there. And you actually are in the position where there will be some very fast changes coming down your way. And in regards to a full-time position. And the star is the next card that comes up, which is to your highest potential. There's going to be a full-time position that's going to be coming up that you aren't really, you may not be sure is the right thing to do, but it will be. It will be an excellent match for you, and it's going to come very soon, and it's going to be a very quick deal. You may not even be able to finish your contract out.
Judith, how will I recognize it as being the right one if I don't feel confident? Because you said I wasn't sure I was going to be the right fit for it. How will I know then?
Well, that's a good question. You look to see. It's the Lovers in a reverse position, and this is interesting. The Lovers is always about making a choice. So, and this new position is going to be one where you will be making the choice. Do you want to be doing the same thing you've always done in the same kind of environment, in the same kind of way, or do you want to do them in a new way? The Lovers is always a significant choice that has to be made. It's a decision making. You're on the railroad tracks. You're deciding which track you're going to take. It's a once in a lifetime decision. You'll be making other choices along the way in the future at different junctions, but you'll never have this opportunity again. And so you will recognize that, and it is up to you. Do you want to do things the way that you've done them in the past? So that's what you keep in mind. That's the empowering question for you, is to keep in mind, what is it that do I want to do differently? Huh, is this in a different city? Is it with a different management structure? Is it in a related but different field? What are those kind of things that are coming up? And so look at that and evaluate it. But because the chariot is the lead card on this, it'll be coming up fairly soon, and my suggestion would be to go for it, because it's going to provide new opportunities for you that you won't get if you keep doing things the way you've done them in the past.
Okay. Wow. That sounds really promising.
Just to let everybody know, and Laura, to let you know, my email address is tarotofempowerment@gmail.com. Please send me a line and let me know when this job offer comes up and when it opens up, okay?
I will. Thank you, Judith. I appreciate the reading. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Have a nice evening.
Well, you too.
Okay, now, you see, folks, how that happened? Here you've got all of these rapid changes that are coming up. And then she asks the right question. She asks the question, how will I know? You know, you say that I may not be getting this, so how am I going to be able to tell? How am I going to know? This is information that then she can use, and it gives her a way of looking at that information, because she's lining it up in a way that she's got some criteria now, and she isn't letting the cards run her life. She's using the cards as a tool, and it's as an empowerment tool. Okay, who is next? Sharon. Hello, Sharon, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So
tell me
what your question is, please.
Okay. Well, I want to know what you see coming up for me in the next couple months, and I guess to be a little bit more precise, will I be employed by the end of the year?
Will you be employed by the end of the year?
Yes, I've been looking. That's not that far away.
Okay, now let's think about that for a minute. If you were listening when I was on the phone and I was saying, let's figure out how we can ask these questions in an empowering way. So
okay.
What would that be? It would be what is in my best interest? What is my best course of action? What are the next steps for me to take in order to be gainfully employed by the end of the year?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I do have a couple jobs pending, too. Interviewing, that's what I'm saying. Sorry.
Okay. So that would be a different question. Do you want to concentrate on the interviews or
no.
on...
Just...
Okay, what is my
next step? What do you see by the end of the year? Yeah,
what is my next best step between now and the end of the year to be fully employed?
Yes.
You want to be full-time employed?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, what we have here is a strength card. And the strength card is strength through gentleness and compassion. And so it is in an upright position, and it is suggesting that you are very strong. And this is interesting because I'm drawing from two different decks. I'm drawing one card from the Major Arcana only deck, and the other card from a full deck. And I got a three-card story, and they're all Major Arcana. So we have a strength card, and strength is, again, it is strength through compassion. It's strength through understanding. It is you can tame the wildest beast. And in your case, the wildest beast is the overcoming the obstacles and the adversaries from the goals that you've set out in the past. But then the second card that comes up, the second and third card, are the both in a reverse position. And in my readings, reverse position is an internal process, or
okay.
It is a block that's coming up. So the Empress and the Death card are the two cards that come up. So you're carrying some baggage with you from old employment, from old jobs. It may be a resentment. It may be some anger that you're carrying with you, and you don't mean to, but it's coming across in the information that you're sending out there. So you have to write, and the second card is the Empress card. In our deck, it's called Sustenance. And so for you to sustain yourself, you have to release that baggage that you're carrying. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I have in my, what month is this? In my September newsletter, no, in my August newsletter, I have a releasing ritual, and it's important enough that I'm going to give it you a very quick run of it. And because all of these are Major Arcana, and this is such a significant question, this is a
it
ritual
is.
That you ought to do. you have to do in order to be able to move on. Because when the death card comes up, it says, I'm carrying baggage with me that's old and stinky and should have been buried and gone with, but it's taking too much of my attention right now. So actually, I'm not going to have time to...
Oh, that's okay. But
to
I'm
get the
rich... Okay, go on. Not going to have time, go on.
Okay, you were going to say, I feel like I'm pretty much over this.
Yeah,
ritual,
I am. I'm like right at the end, like 99%, I really am. I know
okay.
in my heart, yes.
Okay. You can go on judithsalt.com and
okay.
get the ritual. It's in the August newsletter, and it's called the forgiveness one. It's also, you can find it under articles. You can email me, tarotofempowerment@gmail.com, if you want me to send you the ritual. Anyone out there, I will do this for you. And it is a very, very powerful ritual.
Powerful.
Ultimately, you're forgiving yourself, and you're releasing those feelings that you had. But it's forgiving and releasing all of the energy that the negative situation had and has been holding you back. You do that, and you'll get a new job.
Wow. Because there's one I'm waiting on that I really want. We won't get into that. But so that's your answer.
Yeah. So do the, but it, no, it is your answer if you do the homework.
I know.
If you don't do the homework, whether it's my ritual or some other ritual, and when I'm saying ritual, it is a conscious commitment to make an energetic change in your life. That's what ritual is. And so it, in my case, it's the one I recommend is a bath. It doesn't have to be. You can take something symbolic from what this anger and resentment is. Maybe it's an old business card. And as you take this business card and you burn it and you say something along the line, as I am transforming this paper to ashes, this business card to ashes, so I am transforming the energy so that this relationship, this anger has no power on me, has no hold on me.
Yeah, and I have a picture of I have a marketing letter, too, that I still have from it, too, with our pictures on it. I was betrayed really bad. But that's a really, really good point. I know. Let me, one more time, give me your, I'm going to look up your email address. What's your email address?
tarotofempowerment@gmail.com.
That's what okay. And they're on there, correct?
No, it's actually on my other site, which is Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H at
y.
Judith.
Okay.
At J-U-D-Y-T-H-S as in Sam, ULT.com. Judith at JudithSalt.com. And the ritual is on JudithSalt.com.
Judith at JudithSalt.com. Okay.
Yeah, that's my other email address. And if you just drop me a line and say, please send me the ritual, I'll be happy to do that. But the quicker way to do it, if you want also then, is take that marketing letter and call on the transformation of energy. Be the magician.
And burn it.
Yep. With the idea that you're transforming the energy.
That's
okay.
A good point. Yep. Anything else?
Nope. That's it for today. I've got several other callers
I want to have a
chance to get in. But thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. And
we're also
on Facebook and Tarot of Empowerment. Please like our page. Okay. Who is next? Janet? Ibitar, is that correct?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You pronounce it correctly.
Good. So, Ibitar, what may I do for you today?
Okay, I just want to say briefly that it's really interesting the way you do your readings.
Thank you. And what makes it different than in your other experiences?
Well, you know, from what I've been listening, you know, the time that I've been listening, it's like you go to the core of the issue, you know, because a lot of times people are saying, you know, I want this or this or that, and sometimes people are not listening. They're not
really listening.
They don't really want to hear what you're saying, and you go to the core. And I think that's how we solve all our problems, if we can be still and quiet enough and attentive enough to know, you know, when someone's saying something to us. But a lot of times people don't want to hear it. They want to hear what they want to hear. And you go to the core, just like with this lady that just hung up. You went to the core of that issue.
Well, thank you very much, Ibitar. I appreciate that. And something I didn't mention earlier, but I always read cards, calling on my angels and guides, and calling on the angels and guides of the people that I'm reading for. So even in the radio, like, I'm quietly, silently calling on your angels and guides to to be with us in this reading. And I think having that approach raises a vibration enough that that it isn't something that Judith the human is doing. It really is something that is being assisted by the energetic angels of the cosmos. And I always feel so blessed when that happens. So thank you very much for your comment. Whatever the angels,
my guys have, if they have anything to say.
Okay.
Whatever comes up.
Okay, what is in the highest and best interest for Ibitar to know on this day with the from our angels and guides? It's great. It's a magician. And you're in a situation, Ibitar, where you can manifest what it is that you want. And being able to sit in that place of power where you actually use the elements. And, you know, we call the elements earth, air, water, and fire, but the elements are mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual self. And when you bring all four of those elements together, you're unstoppable. And so is there something you want to manifest in your life at this time?
Yeah, I want to. There's several things I want to manifest. I want to manifest a purchase of a home, and I want to graduate with honors. I'll be graduating probably next year.
Congratulations.
And I would like to, you know, be reunited with the love of my life.
Well, okay. So we have when as you were talking, I pulled up another card. I just love these guides, you know. As I said, I'm using two different decks. The Magician came from the Tarot of Empowerment deck, but I also wanted to give an opportunity for the Helper cards to come up, the Minor Arcana. But instead, what I got for you is a Tower card. Now, if you look at the Magician is all about making being able to manifest what you want. So as you were talking about what you wanted to manifest, and I was saying to my angels and guides, how, and I got the tower energy. The tower energy is cataclysmic, not catastrophic change. And mm-hmm. so it's saying there is, in order to get what you want, I'm going to sneeze, excuse me, in order to get what you want from the magician, you have to be willing to shake up the foundations of where you are right now.
Oh, I'm willing.
And that's, go ahead.
I'm ready and willing.
Great, because it's coming. The tower card is a card I sometimes call the kick in the ass card. If you know you've been needing to make a change and you haven't done it, then the tower card will come up. So because a lot of people don't like change or don't feel comfortable with it, I pulled another card and I got the star card. And again, and it's in an upright position. And so the star card is being able to reach your highest potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you shake up this foundation, remember, we're looking at a story. So we have the magician, we have the tower, and we have the star. And it's saying, I can manifest what I want. And I know that it's probably going to take me out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
But I'm willing to go out of my comfort zone, and then I will have what I want, and I will reach my highest potential. To have the tower card bookcase by the magician and the star is a really, really powerful reading that says you are in for major, major transformation.
Whoa, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Thank you very much for your call, Guitar.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Jen, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. And how may I help you become empowered today?
Well, there's someone that I'm interested in, but I'm not sure if it's something that I should pursue.
Okay. So how does that become an empowerment question?
Well, it's kind of a strange situation. We work together, and I'm not sure if I should just go for it, even though we do work together and it'd be a little awkward. Or
so that is an empowerment question. That's describing the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And so as an empowerment question, it would be, what is my best course of action regarding the potential of this relationship?
Okay.
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 And the card that I get is the Hanged One. It's time to pause. The Hangman is hanging by his legs, not his neck. And he is, and it's important for you at this moment to get a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Hangman is getting a different perspective on himself and on his world. And so it is taking the moment to do that and to look at all angles of the relationship. Like you said, it will be a little bit awkward. There may be questions hierarchy. There may be questions of hierarchy involved. And so it's important to get a different perspective. This is not the time. It is definitely not the time to pursue it. Now, that's not to say it won't be time to pursue it later on, but definitely get a different perspective and look to see Look at other elements around the person for whom you would be taking great risk to get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has he had past relationships with people at work? What's happened? Is he married? Or are there other issues that are around there? And really look at those risk factors, because mm-hmm. that's what it's time for you to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
And the other cards that I get, intuitively you know what the right thing to do, the High Priestess. Mm-hmm. Intuitively you know what you need to do. And so that's what's in your highest and best interest. In 6 weeks or 6 months, the situation may change, but that's where it is right now.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, good. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, Stacy. Stacy on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can I help you become more empowered today?
Okay. I wanted to know, do you see me going back to school, finishing my career?
Okay. Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
You want to go back to school and finish your career? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
Okay, when you say finish your career, you mean to get into a career or to finish?
To a career I've always wanted to be in.
Okay, so I'm going to sound like a broken record, but how do we make this an empowering question? It isn't what I see. It isn't what the tarot cards see. It's what can you do to make this happen? How can I make happen what I want to bring into my life? And in this case, what you want to bring into your life is you want to go back to school. So is it finances that are keeping you from school? Is it time, resources, what is keeping you from going to school now?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Stacy, what is keeping you from going to school right now? Janet, I think I've lost Stacy.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm back. Both phones just went blank.
Okay. So, Stacy, let's go ahead and try this. What is keeping you from going to school right now?
Finances. That was...
Finance. Okay. Finances. So, what you want to know is, how can I create the financial resources to go back to school?
Right.
Okay, then the action is in your court. And and there's a lot of background noise going on there. So one of the things for you to do is to be passionate about what it is, be passionate about what it is that you can do. We have Sister Fire here, and she is the student of fire. She is beginning, she's learning. So finding out what your resources are by doing the research and going to the various institutions and finding out what opportunities are available for you as a financial aid person, as an employee person? Can you get the degree that you want if you start at a community college, or getting an AA degree? If you need to have any kind of work, like to boost up your other kinds of forms, how is it that you're going to do that? And then we have the Star card in a reverse position. That's your Major Arcana card. And the Star card is saying you can reach your highest potential, but you have to focus on it. And up until now, you've been focusing on the why I can't rather than the how can I. And so you need to focus, you need to turn that around and to focus on how can I go to school. Okay?
Okay.
And go ahead.
No, that makes sense. That's right.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I'm glad we finally got through to it.
Thank you.
I think you're very welcome. I think I have time for one more caller, and we'll have to make this fairly quick. And Tonya is the name, is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Just in case we get disengaged on the at the end of the show, I encourage people to go to the Tarot of Empowerment Facebook page and like us. You can see the photos from our deck. You can sign up for the newsletter, and you can get in touch with me. So you can go to our web pages, Tarot of Empowerment or JudithSalt.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page and like us. So, Tony, what can I do for you today?
Well, first of all, I like the way you read. I've never heard anybody do readings like you do.
Thank you.
I mean, it's different. It's different.
Thank you very much.
My question, it's more like changes that are coming up. I'm kind of like trying to see if anything, just I guess any good positive changes are going to come up in the next couple of months or so as far as finance or even my love life, because everything seems to have kind of like go back to a standstill again when I felt like everything was going good, but it just didn't work out exactly the way planned it.
Okay, so maybe instead of asking what do I see coming up, why is my life stagnated right now? Is stagnated too strong a word?
Yeah. I guess it's the way we ask the questions that we're not getting the correct information.
Right. So if we look to see what's in my way of pursuing either my finances or my others, I drew a card. Both cards are in a reverse position for finances, and those of you who are listening live will still get this. Those of you on the recording, we will be going off the air again. You can contact me, judith@judithsalt.com or tarotofempowerment@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and please do like us on Facebook. Okay. Tony, back to you. So we have the Temperance card, and this was in the position of relationship. Something there. And the Temperance card has many facets. And when you go on my website, and you see this card, she is absolutely beautiful. She has many, many faces, many aspects of herself. And in order to be in relationship, you need to honor all aspects of who you are. You need to honor, balance, and celebrate each of the aspects of yourself. So this is your homework, Tony. I want you to sit down. This is what your guides are telling me. Sit down and write down all of the roles you play in your life. You're a daughter. You're perhaps a sibling, a friend. You may be an employee or a student or whatever. And write down all of those aspects of yourself. And look to see what aspect of yourself you've neglected lately. What aspect have you pushed aside? What aspect have you pushed apart? Bring it forward. And then look to see how you want to be a full person. Okay? And then as far as your finances go, we have the Wheel of Fortune. Again, it was in a reverse position. And the Wheel of Fortune is an internal process that's going on. I'm not seeing a big change in the finances at this point. But this is a reading for empowerment. So let's see, how can you be empowered to make those changes? And there is two cards that came up. The first card is the Three of Wind in a reverse position. And that is a card that is a feeling of betrayal and a feeling of that, not just a feeling, but there's a sense of victimhood in it. And then we have the Nine of Earth in an upright position, which is a zenith, which is really being able to come into abundance. So like one of my earlier callers, go on my website and get the ritual for releasing and forgiveness and go through that forgiveness ritual. And then you will be able to turn that energy around in terms of your finances. But you have to do the work with that. Okay?
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. And those of you who
thank
stayed
you
on the line,
my call.
You're very, very welcome. My next show is the fourth Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock, and it will be on the 24th, and we'll be having a guest on that show, and I think we'll be looking at the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is a mystical Jewish tradition, and the Kabbalah and the Tarot. So please tune in then. Thank you very much for your callers. Thank Janet Hickok very much for being the producer of the show. And we do have other shows on the Empower You Radio Network, Living Astrology with Janet Hickok, and What's Right About Men with Roger and John. And they will be on every Wednesday, I believe, at noon. So go to the Empower You Radio, and you'll get these shows, and there will soon be more. Thank you very much. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Tarot of Empowerment. If you would like a tarot reading from Judith Fault, or if you have suggestions for a future show, contact Judith at judithsalt.com. That's Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H, at judithsalt, S as in Sam, U-L-T as in Tom, .com.